Welcome to the Embodied Living Yoga Podcast. This is Shannon Elliott. Today, I was just sitting and I was thinking that I'll just start chatting a little bit about the concept of embracing our humanness, our humanity, right? What does it mean to embrace our humanness? Is to fully accept all parts, right? I truly... For me, I did not probably realize that I wasn't all alone until I spoke, until I shared, until I said out loud what was bothering me as opposed to hiding behind it in pain. So often I think, you know, what happens is that we turn to things like alcohol or drugs or relationships or friendships or food or, you know, self-harm in some way because the pain is so great and yet we're so afraid to speak it, you know, we're afraid to speak about our pain and so the pain has to be released somehow. And when we cannot handle what's inside anymore, it needs an outlet. And many of us over time, you know, over years, there have been instances where we deal with our pain, if that's the word, right? We release our pain in self-destructive ways. And that self-destruction, it's an interesting spiral because the self-destruction then causes us to feel bad. We might temporarily feel better, but then after it's released, either, you know, by ingesting some harmful substance or word vomiting all over somebody inappropriately or, you know, whatever it is, we feel better temporarily and then it's like, oh, shit, you know, now I have to apologize. I feel bad. I feel guilty. I feel worse. And then usually what happens is that there's a whole bunch of negative self-talk that comes along with that. So not only did we make a choice to, you know, and maybe not even a choice is right, but did we, you know, release our pain in a self-destructive way, right? Which is valuable because it's a lot worse actually if it stays in most of the time. But we release our pain in a self-destructive way and then we add more pain by being mean to ourselves about it. And I'm just here to say like that awareness on that cycle is really, really beneficial. You know, it gives us permission, one, to make mistakes, and it gives us permission to say, to move forward, right? To apologize and move forward. We don't have to also be mean to ourselves when we do something that is not the way in which we mean to act, right? Or experience or share ourselves on the planet. And part of this, is this ability, right, to be able to heal. And how do we heal? Well, I think we heal just, you know, that's one example is what I was just speaking about. But we heal by embracing our humanness. We are human, you know, and if we didn't have any growing or evolving to do, if we didn't have any lessons to learn, any mistakes to be made, we would not be here, you know. I was listening to something it was an interview, actually, with Lady Gaga, and I don't know, the rest of the planet probably knows this, but for some reason, I did not know this, and I thought, holy crap, like, so she was just saying that she built and created Lady Gaga, right, out of trauma, and I'm sorry, you know, if it's triggering for anybody, but out of, after being raped, and you know, I myself have had that experience. I have been raped. And it's never a celebration, of course, you know, but there's also this interesting paradox of saying, holy crap, right? Like what gets created out of the things that are really fucking hard and really just straight up shitty and violations and traumas and, you know, there's something that was created out of that, whether you like her or not. She's adding a lot of value to the planet. she's speaking, you know, and changing and helping, you know, lots of people that are suffering and lots of young people that are suffering. And it's like, you know, her purpose was found through that. Let's say that. I don't want to speak too much about her or for her, but purpose was found through that. And so what I'm thinking about right here is that I've been reflecting on what it is that I'm doing in my life and, you know, what I do at Onyx and, you know, jumping back into this podcast and, you know, the teacher training, which is, you know, one of the most fulfilling aspects of my entire life. And, you know, these retreats that we take people, I'm thinking about the things that I'm doing in my life, you know, and the reality is that each next step gets created out of the fact that something else prior had to break in order for that to happen. And so when I talk about embracing our humanness, it's just to be kind to ourselves when things go quote unquote wrong, right? Yes, we believe. And, you know, as I've spoken on other podcasts, like everything is happening as it should and all is, you know, perfection. Well, maybe you don't believe that, but I believe that, but I can forget that at times when I have a shitty day. You know, I can forget that at times when I'm running all over the place or driving in traffic for 2 hours a day to go to what is my home, and that is Onyx, you know? I live about 45 minutes to an hour away. There's beauty in those drives, right? Like, it's not even the drive. Right now, the driving actually doesn't even bother me, so it feels like an example I cannot cannot speak of because it's not living in me in the moment. But point is that we can forget in our own lives, you know? And I just keep thinking, so there's this great, you know, Ganesh. Ganesh, some of you know, who's an elephant-headed deity. And how that happens, I'm not going to tell the story. You know, research Ganesh if you don't know. He's absolutely lovely. And he's considered to be the remover of obstacles, you know? And I always share this story. I think it's so funny because 15, 20 years ago, maybe 15, 20, something like that. I'm not good with time. I got Ganesh tattooed on my arm, you know, and I got him tattooed on my arm only because I knew him to be the remover of obstacles. And I thought, well, Jesus, this should tell you a little bit about me at the time. I'm like, mother effer, sounds good. Put him on me. If removing obstacles, you know, having Ganesh statues all over my house and in my doorway and chanting Ganesh, that's not good enough. I'm going to put him right on my arm, you know, remove it. And the evolution of this teaching is that Ganesh is also the placer of obstacles. And then I was like, how do we scrub this thing off of me, you know? But in all seriousness, that's the beauty of the teaching. You know, there is a practice, and I've been really playing with this lately, is that every time something comes up, you know, which is an obstacle, small or large, I'm playing with saying, thank you. Right? Like some little irritation happened just before I sat down to meditate and now am sitting here talking to you. I had this irritation and I was like, it was shocking because it happened naturally. And I said, thank you, you know, to myself, not out loud. And I can guarantee you that 2 months ago, this same irritation, which came in a new form, you know, today, would have rocked me. And I just thought, okay, all right, it's okay. One, it's okay, right? Grand speaking in what's happening in the world. But two, this is happening for me, right? Not to me. Because that's a whole victim mentality. And that victim mentality just leaves us completely fucking powerless. Apparently, I'm in a cursed mood today. I apologize. It might be the third one in like 5 minutes. But powerless. Right? Why is this happening to me? Powerless. But what if it's happening for me? Because if we believe in the teachings of yoga, that is what it's telling you, right? Well, it's karmic, right? We're working out our karma. And that is not a good or a bad. It's not moral, right? It's just like we're working on it. So whatever I'm being faced with in the moment, whatever is being presented to me, can I say thank you? And you know what? When I said thank you in that moment just before I got on here, it disappeared. I don't have any irritation. I have peace inside. Now, the situation did not disappear. I'll have to take some action after this. And, you know, there's something to be done. But I still can say thank you. Because I can already see that I'm learning. I can already see how the evolution becomes, not as a reaction, but, oh, interesting, right? That is what I chose to do that caused this situation, right, to occur. And now I know. It's like when I know better, I do better. It's not a reaction. It's like when I know better, I mean, this would be the hope, right? When we know better, we do better. But that's really what I'm feeling like, all these little seeds sprouting, right? Good seeds, the positive seeds, right? Sprouting that are like, you know, you're handling these lessons. So, you know, we're going to throw a few more at you. It's like rapid fire. Boom, 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 you know? But it's also kind of funny. And it's also kind of freeing. And it's also like allowing me to trust in the universe and to trust in myself. And to, again, embrace all parts, to not live in fear. Do you know how lovely it is to not live in fear for those of us that do? It's freaking magical, right? But we can't force it. We have to meet ourselves exactly where we are today. And, you know, that's embracing humanity. It's embracing, you know, all of it. Unfortunately, what happens sometimes is that everybody, you know, if you've been doing yoga long enough, you should be fucking happy all the time. Peace and love, love and light, light and peace. And then when you feel bad about it, or you do something, or you don't like something, you don't say it, right? But the humanness is that we have opinions. The humanness is that we have polarity. We are working to evolve, actually, beyond humanness, but we've been given this human body to have this experience, and that experience includes polarity, dark and light, right? Peace and disturbance, love and hate. And we use these things to evolve, not in a moral way, in an energetic way, that allows us to have more and more experiences of unconditional love, because unconditional love is the whole game, and unconditional love does not have hate. It can never have hate. So we use these polarities and embrace our humanness, not with thinking that we're better if we're above something, right? Most people that go above aren't dealing with the actual thing. We aren't owning our presence, and we aren't owning our imprint on the planet, right? We were born for a purpose, a reason, and we have gifts to offer that change and evolve and inspire over time, you know, from all different avenues. And we can't continue to offer what we were put on this earth for if we're not doing our own self work, right? And so the work, I actually hate that word, hate it, because for many years, my work came with being really, really, really mean to myself. So I try to avoid that word, but I'm still doing the same thing, but I consider it playful. I'm playing with myself. I'm playing with what it is that's happening today. And in that, the work is happening, right? I'm becoming more and more honest, because I don't even know that I didn't. I mean, lots of ways, I don't think we know where we're not being honest until we dig deeper. Every year in teacher training, you know, each month they work on a different yama and niyama. And so far we've done ahimsa, which is nonviolence, and satya, which is truth. And every year I go deeper and deeper, because that whole month, like, this has been my truth-telling month. And that's very fucking interesting now that I think about the fact that my first podcast back and how raw that was. And a lot that has happened over the last few weeks has been a lot of truth-telling, right? And some of these truths I don't even know. And the beauty about truth is that it constantly changes and evolves. It's when we lock into a truth and think we're stuck as a permanent that we then get stuck and we stop growing, right? And the growing is not linear. Growing can be all sorts of ways. We got to grow down in our roots. I mean, frig, like that's all I feel like I've been doing lately is rooting. When I talk about growing, I'm not jumping into the clouds. Although, the more that we're able to root down into the ground and really pay attention to the roots, the freedom in the spirit comes, right? Our soul is like free. So it's expansive, you know? And it's beautiful. And it's accepting that some days are just gonna suck. And some days I can't say thank you. But right now in this day, I can, and I'm grateful for that. In this moment, I can. I don't want to be tested that much, universe. I don't need a big kabam tonight. But if it comes, right, can I say thank you? And it's just the beauty of the practice. Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're, you know, all the time, though, we're human. All the time, we're human. And what's elevating this planet, and don't be fooled by all this, you know, awfulness that we hear all the time. What's elevating the planet is people, like-minded people coming together that want peace, harmony, joy, love, above anything else, right? We all want those things at our core. I believe that truly, the soul level wants love and peace. But not our we're not all ready, right, to actually do that, you know? Initially, you got to fight some dark energy because all the demons come out in front of you the moment you declare that love and peace is your game, you know? And we never want to suppress when it's not feeling that way. It's learning to work with both the dark and the light so that we can efficiently, right, not only move the dark energies out of us, because I found that I had a lot and probably I still have some left living inside of me. And I don't want my dark inner energy like being the thing that needs to feed off of the people around me. And I don't want other people's dark energy being the thing that they feed off of in me, right? So how we're interacting energetically with people and where we're protecting ourselves so that we work with the energy. We're not looking to deny that the energy exists, right? And then the more that we work with these things, right, we're able to get more skillful at creating boundary and not allowing certain energies to interact with ours. But at the soul level, I believe that all of us our pure light, pure joy, pure, you know, love. And so I don't know if this gives permission or not. I don't know if what I just shared is helpful, right? But what I am hoping for, right, is that we can learn first. This has been, I think the teachings and texts and experts of all different areas tell us that we have to love ourselves before we can love anything else. And so in order to love ourselves, we have to love all the parts of ourselves. I can demand that someone else, right, like demand and expect that someone else loves all my parts. But if I can't love all my parts, how could they? Right? And when we love all parts of ourselves, you know what gets to happen is that we get to offer more to others. We get to be of true service to others, right? Because we become that example of embracing humanness and using our humanness as our superpower to elevate ourselves and those around us for good, which is more unconditional love. So faith in the universe, ask for help. Share your voice. Share through expression your pain and not through self-destructive or self-harm. And yet at the same time, when you have these behaviors and when we are unkind to ourselves, it's okay, right? Be patient. Little steps every day. Little steps every day. And be around people that you trust, that you like, that you are inspired by. Be around people that are so large, right? That can hold the space in the room as you begin your process of healing. Which, you know, so far what I'm learning is that I'm always healing. And that is beauty, because in the healing is the growth and the evolution and the joy and more things that come that just are beyond my wildest dreams. Because the truth is, I'm already living a life beyond my wildest dreams. And with each year, that only seems to become more and more true. And not because of an external anything, but because of my internal home. So take care of your homes inside. Take care of your homes outside. Take care of your emotions inside. Help take care of the emotions of others. Take care of your mind, your thoughts. Become friends with your thoughts. Not the follower of, and not the enemy of either. And then help take care of others' thoughts. And lastly, become deep, deep, deeply connected to your soul. Because then, right, then we get to speak and see and live interacting with one another's spirits. Thank you very much for listening as I jump back in. 20 minutes seems to be my talking points. At least my solo talking point. Who knew I could talk so long? Probably a lot of you that know me. Uninterrupted. 20 minutes. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope that you're getting whatever it is you need. You know, that you're honoring whatever it is that comes up. And I promise to do the same today as well. So with that, thank you for listening. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for being present. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to have a safe space to be honest and open and caring and connected. What are my things? OnyxYogaStudio.com, ShannonElliottYoga.com. And you can always email Shannon@OnyxYogaStudio.com. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.